Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. I'm Brad Brown, Lindsay Perry with us once again. Lindsay, questioning from Joan Fulyun, and this is, I'm laughing because it's almost a bit of a badge of honor amongst ultra runners. Joan says, my second toe's nail on both sides keeps getting upset and eventually falling off. Is there anything she can do to prevent black toenails and her toenails falling off?
Look, there's a couple of things, but unfortunately none of them are guaranteed to bring success, and effectively, particularly if it's happening on the second toe all the time, then you're just like me. Your second toe is actually either the same length or slightly longer than the big toe, which means that any and every shoe is made to curve from its longest point, which is your big toe, and down. So it means, unfortunately, that toe and slash nail is always going to be in the firing line. So look, The most obvious thing is to keep toes really short. So before you do any long runs, make sure that those toenails are short. And, you know, I've got another toenail that cuts its neighbor, and it happens all the time. I only know that I need to cut my toenails when my toes maim each other and my toes are bleeding. And unfortunately, that's human nature. So if you are anal about it and you make a note somewhere in the house that you know that every time you're running a long training run or a race, you make sure you cut your toenails as short as they can go without actually hurting the nail bed, that will help a lot. Filing it down so it's smooth and there are no rough edges that can catch on the sock or the shoe, that'll help. Obviously, being in the right size shoes will make a big difference. And so just, you know, when you are at the shops, make sure that you've got the right size shoe. And the simple test is to put them on, tie the laces, and if you can fit your thumb between your heel and the back of the shoe without like really being uncomfortable in there. I mean, it should be tight, but fairly easy to get in and out. And if you can put your thumb on your nail, and you can feel about a thumb's distance between your toe and the shoe, then you know that you're in the right size shoe. You can also cut your actual shoe. So right where that big toe is, if you just cut like a little half moon so that material flaps up, then if it is the toe catching on the top of the shoe, which is, it's normally the toe catching on the sock or the top of the shoe. And if you release that pressure, then often it takes away that chafing and it can save the toenail. So try those things. Look, either way, they'll make a difference. Whether it completely saves the black toe or not, time will tell, but it will make it a little less painful and uncomfortable for sure.
There we go, Joan. Thank you very much. And yeah, best of luck. But like I say, sometimes it is a bit of a badge of honor, getting those black toenails. They're not pretty, but it's one of those things. I guess it comes with the territory. Lindsay Perry, thank you very much for your time. Don't forget, if you'd like to win yourself a lifetime membership to the Coach Perry online community, all you need to do is leave us a review and a rating on iTunes. All the details of exactly what you need to do, is on this URL, coachperry.com/win. And you can get all the details there. We'll announce that winner early next month. So head over there, coachperry.com/win. Until next time, from the two of us, cheers.
Be sure to subscribe to the Ask Coach Perry podcast on iTunes, follow it on SoundCloud, or listen to it on Stitcher. Follow us on Twitter @AskCoachPerry.